Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source, a spiritual guidebook for navigating life's journey. You're listening to Life Conversations Radio.
We'll be right back. Peace. Good afternoon, everybody out there. Welcome to Here to Inspire on the radio on the Life Conversations Network. Thank you all that have chosen to tune in to today's show. It's a lovely, lovely day. Time is moving right along. We're in the middle of May, almost to the end, looking at Memorial Day coming up. Time is pushing, pushing, pushing. How are you spending your time? How are your thoughts during this time? Are they pleasant? Are you enjoying the things that you're seeing every day? I hope so. I sure hope so. Really excited to be here. I have a really interesting, controversial, but hot topic entitled Friends with Benefits. And this has come up because it's always inspired by other things, and I've been speaking to several people about this. I've been interviewing men and women about this topic maybe for about 10 days or so, just to get different perspectives on it, what that is, what it means to different people. Are these relationships healthy? And of course, everything is healthy if it's going to be healthy for you. If it works for you, then it's going to work. It's healthy. But I just wanted to open up some dialogue and discuss it. So, before I go into the announcements in the show, I first want to give out the call-in number. It's 347-426-3346. And you all are welcome to call in and press number 1. And that will let me know that you want to join in on this conversation. I do want some comments and feedback on it. You know, I don't want to talk about it by myself and just rant. This is a community space, a community place. So I want to share, you know, and I would love to hear your feedback on that already. I see somebody has their hands up, and we'll be bringing you in very shortly. That lovely piece of music we had coming in with Miss Julie Dexter singing Rhythm Daughter. I like Julie Dexter. I play her a lot on this show. So Julie Dexter is here locally in Atlanta. Check her out at juliedexter.com. Phenomenal artist. Just pleasant, always has something positive, nice vibe about your head, too. So check that out. We're about sharing the love. Also, if you have some music, if you're a musician out there and you have some music that's, you know, positive and uplifting and you want to share it with our listening audience, please feel free to email me, okay? You can email me at aishadarby@gmail.com. Aisha is spelled A-S-H-I-A-D-A-R-B-Y. @gmail.com, and I'll be sure to listen to it and give you some play online as long as I have your permission to do so. So, yeah, please check that out. Announcement: those locally in the Atlanta area, those that are in the Atlanta area, we're going to be hosting Sound of Silence again at the end of the month. Last week, I made an error and said that it was going to be June 8th. It's still going to be at the end of the month. I guess it's technically June 1st, but the last day of the month. We will be gathering at the Lake Claire Community Land Trust. That's in the city of Atlanta. Beautiful piece of land. Wonderful time for you to just come sit down, take a break, and be quiet for 22 hours. During that 22 hours, we'll do a host of different activities, including yoga. We'll participate in a sweat lodge and do some different activities to kind of help you release some things, as well as introducing you to some different forms of meditation. So it's going to be an excellent, peaceful event. It's only $50. We've lowered the price for the event because we want people to take, to be able to come to this. We also have a couple of spaces that are offered on a love offering basis because we don't ever want money to be the reason why you can't get what you need. We're a community space, a community place. Okay, so this is for everyone that's involved. So you're welcome to give us a call. You can give me a call at 866-529-9422 if you have questions, or visit my website here, inspire.info. That's here to inspire.info. All right, last announcement, September 7th through the 9th, they'll be hosting another Atlanta Girlfriends Getaway. Okay, so you can be local in Atlanta, you can be in Birmingham, you can be in California, it doesn't matter. You can come on down and have a fantabulous weekend with myself and several other ladies that I know will be flying in. And we'll do a host of activities around pampering, relaxation, just fellowship. We'll get to eat some good food, listen to some wonderful music, and just have a nice time in this beautiful, beautiful city, particularly around that time of year. The weather is pleasant. So if you want more information about that, you can visit atlgfgetaway.eventbrite.com. That's atlgfgetaway.eventbrite.com. All right? Let's take a deep breath, everyone. Let's just take some time to appreciate the oxygen and let it fuel our bodies. On three. One, two, three. Inhale big. And exhale. Let's do that one more time. Inhale big for me, real big. And exhale. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful way for you to connect with the breath, okay? And just to relax, you know, bring your heart rate down a little bit and settle us on into this topic that we're going to discuss today entitled Friends with Benefits. What does that mean? What are friends with benefits? You know, we come up with new terms for old things all the time, so I guess that's the new millennium term for it. My interpretation of what that means is people that are friends, maybe, now this is my interpretation, okay? Maybe not even necessarily buddy-buddy, you're my best friend, hangout type thing, but two people meet, they like each other, they decide to, you know, call the relationship a friendship, but there is no type of commitment that's there. They just enjoy each other when they see each other. And the benefit may be that they get to share intimate times together, whether that is sexual intimacy or just intimacy, which doesn't always, you know, equate to sex or intercourse. Those can be interpreted as benefits. So this came up because, one, lots of people are reviewing their relationships. You know, the last, I think I mentioned this last week, the last couple of years, the planet Saturn has been in Libra, which is all about relationships, okay? And Saturn is here to teach us lessons and bring rules and restrictions and just basically here to teach us and help us mature and grow. So many of us have been reviewing the relationships in our lives or that are not in our lives and contemplating what's working for us. Now, this can be, you know, intimate relationships, work partnerships, friendships with people that have been in your life for a while, any type of relationship that's taking place in your life. But many, many relationships have been going through transition, okay? Has been very consistent with many, many people that I've spoken to and observed and listening to other shows. It's just that's the most consistent thing that's happening right now in this 2012 is change and transition. Everything is changing. The planet is changing. Our bodies are changing. Many people are becoming more sensitive to the environment, to what we're putting into our bodies, physically putting into our bodies, feeding our bodies with our eyes, you know, what we're seeing. All those things are impacting us that much greater now, especially the more aware you are of the things that are going on around you, as well as the more aware you are of the changes that are happening in your body. So with all that being said, change is amongst us, and we want to go ahead and, you know, discuss that change. Lots of relationships are changing. There are some people that are in these friends with benefits relationships, and they're working for them. They're very happy. Then I've spoken to many people who are in these relationships, and they're not serving them. So I would like to discuss with you all why we even enter these relationships, how they serve us, how it may be serving you if you're in one. I see I have a call that I've been holding for some time that I want to bring in on the line, because this is something I don't want to just rant about. Often I'm very comfortable with coming on and just dropping my piece, saying what I have to say, and rolling out. That's the way I normally like to do it. But today, I really want to dialogue about this because, you know, it's nice to dialogue. So let's see. I'm going to bring in a caller from 561.
Hello.
672. Hi, 561-672. This is Aisha.
Hi.
Here to inspire. How are you?
Hey, how are you?
I'm excellent, thank you. What's your name and what's your comment today on Friends with Benefits?
Lena from Florida. Well, I want to comment. I broke up with a man about, I don't know, maybe 3-4 weeks ago, and we broke up a few times and we got back together, and then the last time we got back together, he had told me he met somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, well, I can't see you anymore if, you know, I just didn't feel comfortable talking to you anymore or being with you if you're with somebody else. And then he started calling me at 10:30 at night. I wouldn't answer the phone. And I told him, look, I'm not up for any booty calls. You're either with me or you're
mm-hmm.
not. I'm not going to be a second choice. I have to be number one. So I haven't heard from him. I haven't heard from him since I said that. And so, I mean, it was really hard for me to say that because we had a lot of strong, very, very strong chemistry. And he just wanted to, like, remain friends or, I guess, keep the door open. And but I have had
right.
before with relationships that I tried to end. And then the guy wanted to, you know, be friends. And I was like, well, I can't go there. I can't have a relationship with you and go backwards. That's not the way I work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it just, I can't turn my emotions off that fast. I know some people probably can. I'm just very sensitive.
So basically you're saying this gentleman wanted to carry on and have a friends and benefits type of a
mm-hmm.
relationship
oh,
with
yes.
you.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
But you wanted more of a commitment and
yeah.
Of a
yeah.
one-on-one relationship.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Well, good for you for honoring yourself enough to know
oh.
that, hey, this is what I want, and being brave enough to potentially lose that relationship to gain what you want.
Yeah,
there are
I
lots
mean,
of people that are afraid to make that type of a decision because of what they fear they may lose. So good for
well,
you. That's wonderful. Those types of relationships don't work for you. Is that correct?
No, not at this point in my life. Maybe, you know, at one time in my life it was okay.
Yes.
But I really didn't want a commitment. But as I'm getting old, I've been divorced 10 years now, and I'm really realizing I don't want to be alone anymore, and I've got to, you know, have better quality men in my life.
Yeah, good for you.
So, I mean, I'm not that type of person. Maybe at one time I was, but I think I've changed a lot over the years and what I will and won't put up with. I mean, I didn't have a relationship for 4 years, and then I met this man in February, and everything just started moving really, really fast. Within 2-3 weeks, the man was asking me to marry him. He went from asking me to marry him, us breaking up, and then him just going right into another relationship. So I'm thinking, well, he couldn't have loved me that much if he got right into another relationship that fast.
Yeah, and people utilize relationships for different things, are in relationships for different reasons, you know. So can't say that he didn't love you or did not. Only he knows those, the answer to that particular question, honestly. But I'm really
I know we're in a Venus retrograde, so I keep thinking, like, in the back of my head, I'm going to hear from him because we're in this Venus retrograde phase.
Yes, we are. The Venus retrograde just went in on the 15th. So a lot of relationships are, you know, old people are going to start to come back around and we'll be questioning, well, do I want to do this? Do I want to stay? And it's a really good time to determine that, what it is that you really want, because we all are here to get our lessons and we all deserve to experience a life of quality and joy and happiness and have what it is that we truly want in all of our relationships. So, again, I commend you for being brave enough to be able to say, hey, this isn't working for me. I'm going to step back and, you know, wait for what I want. Clear the pathway. So good for you. Thank
okay.
you so much for your comment.
Right,
do you have another comment that you wanted to bring in? Looks like the call drops. Well, thank you anyway for calling in. I really do appreciate that comment and her giving her input on that. A lot of people will exist in these particular relationships, which there's nothing wrong with these relationships if it's serving you. If the relationship is serving you, then there's nothing wrong with these types of relationships. For that young lady, that particular relationship was not serving her. She desired more. Are we being honest with ourselves, whether we're in these relationships or not, especially the ladies? You know, a lot of women, we can get emotionally connected in these relationships and question whether or not you're honoring and receiving what it is you truly want, desire, and deserve. You're listening to Here to Inspire Radio on the Life Conversations Network. I'm Aisha, your host. You can call in at 347-426-3346 and press number 1 to comment or question on this interesting topic. We're talking about friends with benefits here. Are these relationships healthy? What it means? Is it easier for men to exist in these relationships than women? I've spoken with men and women both, and my interpretation of it is, initially, generally, it seems like it's easier for some of the gentlemen to exist in these relationships a little bit more successfully. But there are some women that these relationships work for. You might be a real busy person or have children, a single mother, and you don't have a lot of time to entertain or nurture an actual relationship, a traditional, quote-unquote, traditional relationship. So that type of situation may very well work well for you. I think sometimes the issue is when a person's mind changes in this situation, and everyone has a right for their mind to change. You know, we're not locked in anything that's going on here. Everyone's exercising their own free will and living their journey. Like I like to say, we're all recording our own motion picture here. Okay, I'm shooting my film, and if we happen to share a scene together, we're sharing a scene. But when you go on your way, you're shooting your movie, and I'm still shooting my movie, the Aisha Darby Show, Here to Inspire Show, Aisha Nicole Show, whatever show I choose to be on that day. Okay, so we all have choices that we can make to enrich and enliven our own motion pictures here. Okay? 347-426-3346. Talking about friends with benefits. And the question I'm putting out there right now is it easier for men to exist in these relationships than it is for women? I'm going to take another break for a second with my girl, Julie, because I clearly really enjoy Julie. And she just creates a nice vibe. We're going to go ahead and talk about transition, since we're discussing transitional relationships, transformation, discussions, and decisions that we're having to make about all of the relationships in our lives. So we're going to take a quick break. You can call in 347-426-3346. Press 1 if you're already on the switchboard and you want to get in with a question. I'll bring you right back after this break.
Hey,
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Giving a voice back to the community. 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 To the community.
Peace, everybody. I'm back. This is Aisha with Here to Inspire on the Life Conversations Network, talking about friends with benefits today. Can we really handle these types of relationships?
90 seconds.
How well they work for us. First of all, those that are tuned in to Here to Inspire through the Here to Inspire line, you can call in at 347-426-3346 to continue the show. That's 347-426-3346. Everyone else out there listening in on the line, you're more than welcome to call in as well. Press number one, let me know that you have a comment and that you want to get in on this topic. Question I'm posing is...
60 seconds.
Is it easier for men to exist in these relationships than women? Often I hear women, you know, we're more emotional and in touch with our emotional selves, and women can get a little bit more attached, for lack of a better word, in these types of relationships, especially once sex becomes involved. It's been my observation through conversation and personal experience as well. So how does this work for us, you know? And if your mind changes, what is the best way to bring that up, to talk about it? Do you exist in these relationships, or do you walk away like the young lady that called in earlier today discussed? She chose to leave the relationship.
10 seconds.
Because fear dominates so much of what it is that we do. So much of what it is that we do is controlled by fear. A lot of people will stay in situations that they're not happy with because they're afraid. Because they're afraid of what they may lose. Because they're afraid of being by themselves. Because they're afraid of hurting someone's feelings. Because they're afraid of being a certain age and being alone and being single. But none of these are healthy reasons to stay in a relationship that is no longer serving you. That's you deserve more than that. You deserve better than that. So connecting to what it really is, you know, getting in touch with what it really, really is that is keeping you there, why you're choosing to stay in that type of a scenario if it's not serving you. Somebody in the chat room on Here to Inspire when asking the question, what can men exist in these relationships, easier than men, women? Mr. Make It Happen says, and I'm assuming it's a mister, in most cases, yes. However, men are emotional beings and get caught up in the feelings also. There have to be clear, defined boundaries in these types of relationships. Both parties need to let their intentions be known in the beginning. The communication between the two needs to be discussed on a regular, especially if one of the parties starts to catch deeper feelings. Thank you so much for that comment, Mr. Make It Happen. I agree with that completely. Communication is big in these types of situations, especially if you're going to exist in these types of relationships where things can be very gray. I was speaking to a really good friend of mine who was dating a young lady. And, you know, everything in the relationship was going pretty good. They enjoy each other. They spend time together. They do everything that, I guess, traditionally a boyfriend and girlfriend would do in a relationship, except they don't have the label. And the young lady decided her feelings changed. She wanted more out of the relationship and had to withdraw. The gentleman, although all of his actions and everything were exactly as if he were in the relationship, refused to enter a relationship with the young lady because he said he didn't want to be in one. That can be very confusing to some people. It was confusing to the woman. And I believe that happens a lot in situations because the communication is not taking place, people. We have to talk about what it is that we truly want in our relationships, in all of our relationships, with whomever, your relationship with your employer, your relationship with your mother, your relationship with everyone. You have to be clear and honest with yourself first, which is why I love and promote meditation so much. Meditation, people, gives you a chance to sit down, clear your mind. A nice percentage of it is just clearing your mind, getting rid of the monkey mind that exists, the jumping around, all the thoughts that come in. Oh, this bill is due. What am I going to wear tomorrow? Oh, I got to go and buy little Billy some shoes next week. And oh, I was supposed to call such and such back, and I didn't call him back. Oh, I forgot to return that email. Oh, this, that. When do you take time out to just be and just let your thoughts pass? Outside of when we're sleeping. It's very important to do that. Then you can start to really listen to yourself. Listen to your heart. Listen to how certain things make you feel when you think about them. Some of us are so numb, so disconnected from ourselves, we can't even recognize that emotion coming up is trying to tell us something. It's communicating to us. These bodies are divinely designed. They're perfect. So everything has its purpose. So emotion that comes up, if you're feeling a certain type of way, your stomach starts to jerk when you think about things, a certain thing in a situation, it's a good reason to acknowledge that. Ask yourself, well, why is that happening? Why do I feel that way? Have the dialogue with your body. Communicate with yourself. Now, you don't have to do this out loud. You don't even have to do it around other people, okay, if you don't want people in your business. You don't want them looking at you strange. Me, I don't worry about people looking at me strange. It happens anyway. So if I need to work it out loud, I'll work it out loud. But whatever's comfortable for you, okay, you do what works for you. But have the conversation. Have the discussion with yourself. Go within and be honest and say, hey, I'm feeling differently now than I was feeling before. Whatever the situation may be about. And acknowledge that. Taking the time out to breathe. I always recommend it in the morning when you first wake up. That's the easiest time. You can rise 10 minutes before that loud alarm clock wakes you up and just take some time out to consciously breathe. Clear your thoughts. 10, 15 minutes a day, whenever you get a chance. And you're taking those smoke breaks at work, even if you don't smoke. When I worked in corporate America, I took smoke breaks and didn't smoke. I call them oxygen breaks. And I might go outside, take a walk around the building, sit in my car, take a power nap, whatever. But I was taking my 10 minutes. So if you are in that type of an environment and you want to take a break for yourself. Go outside. Get some vitamin D. Breathe for a few moments. And get in touch with why you're feeling the way that you feel. Pay attention to your dreams. They're communicating things to us too. So if your relationship has gone through some change or some transition and it is no longer serving you as it was, do not be afraid to acknowledge that. Listening to Aisha on Here to Inspire Radio, this is the Life Conversations Network. We're talking about friends with benefits. Can we handle these relationships? The question posed was, is it easier for men to exist in these relationships than women? Had some wonderful feedback from Mr. Make It Happen. I believe the brother said something else that he had to log off. So thank you, Mr. Make It Happen. We certainly appreciate your input and checking in on the show. Those out there listening on the line, you can press 1 if you want to make a comment, 347-426-3346. I'll be more than happy to get you in. Press number 1. And then we'll know that you want to make a question, comment on this particular topic here. Okay? Now, friends with benefits can also mean that you have a friend in your life that, you know, just that, a friend, but you may also have an arrangement with them to keep each other warm or something like that. That can be entitled, looked upon as a benefit as well. I used to call them warm bed arrangements. You know, it's cold or you don't want to sleep alone. You can sleep with your friend without anything necessarily happening. Those relationships exist too. It goes back to that old saying, though, about can men and women really be friends, just friends platonically. I personally believe that they can. And I also believe that people can exist in these types of relationships if the communication is in place. Communication is key, people. Communication with yourself first and with your partner second. Now, do we end up in these relationships just because of convenience? You know, that it's easier or no one else is around offering what I want, so at least I get some of what I desire. That might be a reason why you exist in one of these relationships, but is that serving you? As long as what it is that you're doing is working for you and you're a happy person, you're positive, even if you're not positive, but you're happy, you feel at peace, and it works. It's only when you are existing in something that does not work for you and you just are choosing to be in it because you're afraid, because you don't want to let go of fear. Fear only attracts more fear, only attracts more scary situations. So if you're afraid of being by yourself, you'll probably still end up by yourself. Sad, but it's a true statement. It happens. Pay attention to it. What you don't want the most and you're sitting up obsessing over and worrying about, beloved, is probably what you're seeing the most in your life. So my advice is to start to become more mindful of your thoughts and more responsible with your thoughts and with your actions. Becoming more responsible and honest with yourself because you owe it to yourself. You deserve to live the life that you want to live because you are great, because you are worthy. Just because you are. Just because you exist. You're listening to Aisha on Here to Inspire, talking about friends with benefits. whether that works for us. You're more than welcome to call in with your comments or press number one if you're already on the line at 347-426-3346. Just press number one. That's going to let me know that you want to get in. And you can leave your comment or experience or express one of these relationships that may have or have not worked for you. Having existed in one of these relationships and it didn't go so well, if it didn't go so well for you or didn't end up as you want, and the friendship, say, no longer exists as a result, at that point, was it still worth it for you? I believe all experiences, of course, are worth it. There's no such thing as regret, because everything that we do, we can learn something from. So there's no use in regretting any of our actions. Situations and scenarios come up to teach us things. So there is no regret. Take a short little break and give you some words of inspiration from Abraham, and I'll be right back. Friends with Benefits.
Hello. One of the ingredients to deliberate creation is feeling worthy, and you've discussed that today.
Or feeling happy, or feeling appreciation, or feeling love.
Right.
Or basking, or feeling interested in something. In other words, worthy is one of those words, but it's a loaded word.
Okay. You did say something to the effect that one of the worst things that you could do is to do something that goes against what you believe or what you feel.
When you believe that chocolate cake will make you sick or ugly, and you eat it anyway, it's not what the action is doing to you. It is the compounding of the action in the causing of resistance within you. In other words, most illnesses that exist today are from people believing one way and acting another.
I can see that. If someone has behaved in the past in a way that they're not happy about, and
then a glorious thing has happened to them, because in the middle of knowing clearly what they don't want, they know now more clearly what they do want. And in the moment that they turn their attention to what they prefer, they achieve vibrational alignment with it. The most wasted moment in life that is accompanied by an emotion is the time spent in regret, because you can't go back and undo something that has happened in your past experience, but you can find a different way of feeling about it. And as you find a different way of feeling about it, then your entire point of attraction changes. Regret is so disempowering, because what it says is, I want it to be different than it is, but I can't do anything about it. It's the ultimate vibration of resistance. And the more important to you it was, or the more you desire it to be otherwise, then the worse it feels and the greater toll it takes on your physical apparatus.
Exactly.
Yes.
So the key is just...
The key is to say, I want to feel as good as I can feel. If it is something that comes up so often that you find yourself thinking about it really a lot, then it is better to sort of take the bull by the horns and start in the despair, which is probably where you are, and just work yourself into rage and just beat the drum of that, and then say to anybody who asks, mind your own business and go away if you don't like how I'm becoming, because I have decided to be angry for a little while and I'm glad to do it because I feel so much better in it. But then, of course, you don't want to stay there. Try to work yourself into the life-giving experience of frustration. And little by little, if you are determined, you can work yourself up the emotional scale. If it's not something that comes up on a really regular basis, if it's just fleeting, comes up from time to time, then just distract yourself from it. Get on rampages of appreciation. Find other things that you do feel good and focus about it until it becomes such an infrequent player in your vibration, in time it will dissipate altogether. You don't have to dig into your psyche and clean up everything that you've ever lived. What you're really looking for is a way to keep from activating it on a pretty constant basis. You can't think about something that makes you feel good and something that makes you feel bad in the same moment. You're doing one or the other. It depends upon the way you're focusing. Some counselors will say, oh, Abraham, you're teaching denial. And we say, yes, we are. We're teaching you to ignore those things that cause resistance within you that disallows your well-being and to focus upon those things that causes a vibration that allows well-being. And you can call it denial if you want to. We call it deliberate creation. We call it lining up with source. We call it turning the other cheek. We calling it being who you really are. We call it living the life you came forth to live. We call it living in the now. We call it doing the best I can do right now vibrationally. We call it, the better it gets, the better it gets. Thank you. Yes, indeed.
The sun is shining and summer is right around the corner, ladies. That means we'll be heading to the pools and the beaches. Have you had that Brazilian or bikini wax yet? If not, take time out to visit www.thelashandbrowbar.com to check out Exotic Face's special of the month for Brazilian wax. For only $35, you can remove all the unwanted hair down there as quickly and painlessly as possible and be smooth and sleek when you're lying out there next to the pool or that beach. Give us a call at 1-866-529-9422. That's 866-529-9422. Or visit Exotic Faces on the web at www.thelashandbrowbar.com. Hope to see you soon.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
All right, we had a little bit of inspiration there from Abraham, talking about trading regret. No use in regretting anything that we're in, and if something that you're existing in, or you're in a friends with benefits relationship that is not serving you, and does not feel good to you, then we want to go ahead and move forward with that. Sorry, I got a little thrown off just now, so I do apologize for what I just said. I don't even know what I was talking about. I was saying if something is not existing well for you in a relationship and you're not feeling good anymore, it doesn't feel nice to you anymore, you're not happy, you know, you're obsessing and stressing over it, then it might be time for you to review that. Review how you're feeling. Check in on the inside and say, hey, I'm not really feeling too good anymore. And start to focus on what is making you feel good. You see, that's how we change our vibration, people. Doing things that bring you joy. Joy attracts more joy. Sadness is going to attract more sadness. Worry is going to attract more worry. That's just how it works, people. So if something you're in is not making you feel joyful anymore, go do something that does bring you joy. Even if you're not ready to make a decision about what you're going to do about that particular relationship because, you know, whatever reason, do something that does make you feel good. If you love working in your garden, spend some time in the garden. If you enjoy roller skating or jogging or walking or being outside or hiking or camping, take some time out to do those things. Change your vibrational alignment. What it is that you're desiring and looking for will either manifest itself in that person that you're dealing with or through another lovely soul out there. That's one of the beautiful things about this experience is there are so many gazillion, trillion, gazillion, infinite number of souls that are out here that we have to experience our lives with, cast as extras in our motion pictures or co-stars or, you know, a special appearance, all of those things. All of these people, souls are around for us to interact with, learn our lessons, grow, love, laugh, live, have fun throughout the process. So to conclude, my vote on Friends with Benefits is, hey, it works for me if it works for you. It works for me as long as the communication is in place. It works for me as long as you're still feeling good and you're creating a joyful experience for yourself. We still have a few more minutes left on this show, 347-426-3346. If you want to make a comment, you're more than welcome to do so. I'm encouraging you all to call in and comment on this because I'm curious to know some of your thoughts out there. I know how I feel about it, but I would love to hear about some other experiences some people may be having or challenges that you may or may not be experiencing. So, 347-426-3346. You can press number one. That raises your hand. That lets you know that you have a question or a comment. Someone mentioned earlier about the young lady that called in, was mentioning earlier about the gentleman that she called it off with, calling in the middle of the night or late at night, for what she described as a booty call that was not going to happen, that she was not going to work with. And being able to say that, which I kept commending her for her bravery on that, because so many of us are afraid to be alone. That's a fear for so many people. No one's going to hold me. Who's going to whisper sweet things in my ear? But we came alone. And sometimes when you're alone, you'll get the answer to the question, why am I alone? Sometimes when you're alone, you get answers to questions about, what do I really want? That's another thing with all of our relationships, every experience that we have and encounter. It's just helping us get clear on what it is we really do want. Even if you have which may appear or you may judge as a negative experience. It's just getting you more and more clear on what it is you do want. And focus on that. Put your attention on that. Someone does something, it didn't work out for you, they upset you, or they show you a side of themselves that you did not know existed or that does not resonate with you, give thanks in that moment. You can do it out loud. You can do it in your moment. Thank you, Universal Creator, for allowing me to see what it is that I need to see so that I can make the
best informed decision for myself.
Thank you, Universal Creator. Thank you, God, whatever you want to call the Most High. Doesn't matter to me. But give thanks in that moment. Because now you have awareness. Every time you've been hurt and you've been made to feel emotional pain, you've become more clear on what brings you pain and why. The next time the scenario presents itself to you, you might be able to make a wiser decision. Not that the first decision was unwise, because you did learn something. But once we learn and we have this awareness and we continue to repeat it, as if we do not have the awareness, then that's when we have to go back to our mirrors and look ourselves in the eye. Hey, look at myself in the eye. Hey, Aisha, now you keep attracting these exact same types of relationships. What's going on with you? What is it that I like about these relationships? What is it about these that are safe? What is it about these that are familiar? And that's why I keep thinking about them. And that's why I keep entering them. They've always, the relationships, the abuser always attracts the abusee. Same thing. You're going to find your perfect match for your vibration at that time, every time. Every time. So, make sure that you're vibrating in a happy place, a joyful place, a place that is full of things that you really do want to experience, regardless of how effed up it may look. Everyone has a moment to spill a minute of happiness in their day, even if it's just going outside and letting the sun shine on your face. It's beautiful outside where I am today. Just taking a moment to walk outside, close your eyes, tilt your head back up to the heavens, and let the sun shine on your face. That's a moment of joy. How much time are we taking to appreciate the little things? the little things in life that we're experiencing. How much time are we taking to truly appreciate those things? You're listening to Aisha here to Inspire on the Life Conversations Network, talking about friends with benefits. Can we handle it? If you can't, are you being honest with yourself, honoring yourself, and not getting out of that particular relationship? Or just putting it on the table that, hey, I'm not comfortable with the things as they are anymore. I would like to discuss how we can change it. And if that party is not willing to change it, being comfortable with making the decision for yourself to step away if that's what you need to do. I'm going to be here with you every Wednesday at 2 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time. God willing, as far as I'm concerned, I'll be here. And I'm going to keep bringing you different topics to inspire you, different things to make you think about with your relationships, the people in your life, finding your purpose, being in alignment with what it is that you want in life, being in alignment, just being in alignment. So I'll be back next week. Next Wednesday, I'm going to have a special guest on. Discussing, she's an image consultant. So Flow Fix Fashions is the name of her business. And this is a young lady, a wonderful story that she has and the transformation that she's gone through in her life and how she's helping other women, uplifting their esteem and just changing their image a little bit. Sometimes that's all we need is just a little fresh change. We can get stuck and complacent in our lives, you know. And that can create a vibration as well. If you're not feeling good about yourself, you're not feeling nice when you walk down the street, you're not feeling good in your clothes, you're not feeling good out your clothes, in your skin. That's something that you have to address first. Because you know what? Guess what? You're going to attract that exact same person. So if you don't like those things about yourself, I suggest, love, that you work on those things. You acknowledge them, and you take the time to start to work on them. So image consulting, hey, that's one way. Give yourself a new look. You know, they say when you look good, you feel good. That's why dress codes are in place in certain venues and in certain corporate environments. When you put certain things on, you're in a certain state of mind. Think about it when you get dressed up in your suit or that nice dress and you put those fancy shoes on, all your pretty jewelry, and you smell good and you're looking good and you're feeling good and you've got your good walk and strut going. Hey, that's a wonderful thing. You're going to attract that many more people because you're going to be smiling. Energetically, you're going to be attractive, magnetic even. Well, shoot, what is that person feeling so happy about? Let me go over here and see about this individual. See what they're feeling so good about. I want to feel some of that goodness. So take some time off for you to make yourself feel good, okay? If you're in one of these types of situations and you're not happy, do some stuff to get happy. If you are happy with it, kudos to you. Happy is working out for you. I'm going to bring the show to a close because things are winding down. I don't want to get cut off. I thank you all for your ears. Thank you for the caller that did participate and give your input on Friends with Benefits as well as sharing your story and being transparent. I really appreciate that. You can check me out at www.heretoinspire.info. Those in the Atlanta area, you can go ahead and check out www.thelashandbrowbar.com. If you would like to come in and have a wonderful massage or waxing or anything like that. So, again, I'm Aisha here to inspire. Thank you so much for being here. Honor yourself. Take care of yourself. Make sure you breathe. Eat something green every single day. Live, love, and laugh like it's the last day because you never know. Peace.
The sun is shining and summer is right around the corner, ladies. That means we'll be heading to the pools and the beaches. Have you had that Brazilian or bikini wax yet? If not, take time out to visit www.thelashandbrowbar.com to check out Exotic Faces Special of the Month for Brazilian Wax. For only $35, you can remove all the unwanted hair down there as quickly and painlessly as possible and be smooth and sleek when you're lying out there next to the pool or that beach. Give us a call at 1-866-529-9422. That's 866-529-9422. Or visit Exotic Faces on the web at www.thelashandbrowbar.com. Hope to see you soon.
Life Conversations Radio.